Hey neighbor,
I'm here. Yeah, I got your text. I said the front door was open, so I just let myself in. It's okay, right? Cool. So you're still getting ready? Oh no, there's no rush at all. You mind if I just hang out here in your living room? Thanks. You know, I really, really, really appreciate you doing this for me. Now don't say that's what friends are for. This goes above and beyond friendship. I don't even want to go to this fucking party. It's just, you know how work is. They place this value on social interactions. Doesn't really make sense, so I feel obligated to go. It's kind of a career ender if I don't. Anytime someone skips too many cookouts or parties or whatever, they're branded with the label of not a team player. It's frustrating. It's annoying that something so dumb could derail my job prospects. Honestly, it's worse lately. It's just awkward as hell because I never have a date. Yeah, ever since things ended with well, you know who. Yeah, I know, I should really get back out there. It's been a year, but I don't know. I don't feel it right now. And to be honest, I'm still a little damaged. I think it'll be hard to trust someone again unless I really got to know them first. And it's not what people do these days. Everyone's just shopping by swiping on an app, looking for their next match. I guess I'm just a little old school, and I hate when people say things like that, but it's true. I just want to be friends with someone before I start getting involved romantically. Yeah. Dating today, it's hard for people of a certain age. Not that I'm even that old, it's just, I don't know. I grew up in an era that was different. I'm definitely not cool anymore. Not that I was ever cool, you know, but cool in a very math and science sort of way. Like a professor on a hit show or something. Anyway, how's it going in there? I really hope you're not putting too much effort into your costume. You know, I barely even tried with mine. I just went with kind of a generic nerd look. This blue button-down Oxford, rumpled khakis, white socks, New Balance, mussed up the hair, fake glasses. I've got a pocket protector in the car. And some suspenders, but I don't know. I might be overdoing it. Maybe a little too Urkel. What about you? What's your costume? Wait. Don't tell me. I want to be a surprise. You know, honestly, these guys at work are going to be shocked. They just think of me as this old square who can't get a date. Which I guess is at least partly true. I'm sure they're expecting me to show up with a woman who looks like, I don't know, Martha fucking Washington. They're definitely not going to be expecting you. They're going to know right away that you're just a friend. Or they'll think that I hired a call girl. Don't take that the wrong way, sorry. I just mean, well, you know what I mean. You know my sense of humor. Wait, what do you mean by your costume isn't going to help things? What do you... Can I come in there and see? Oh, fuck. Look at you. What are you supposed to... Bimbo, secretary? That's great. Why did you choose? Oh. You want to make my coworkers envious of me? Well, 10 minutes ago, I would have thought that wasn't possible, but I don't know. Those recent grads, they all look at me like I'm some sort of dinosaur, but fuck. When they see me with you, it's gonna blow their little minds. You're playing right into that old stereotype, right, that some women just use Halloween as an excuse to wear something revealing. You're so clever. I can't believe you're doing this. You really are a great friend. I love it. You look so amazing. Did you own all these clothes already? It's a perfect look. Just realistic enough that you could be a bimbo secretary who actually dresses like that at work. Heels, pencil skirt, button-down blouse. Honestly, you're wearing a lot of things that I find sexy in real life. It's perfect because it's almost too sexy for a work outfit. Yeah, I did say almost. Don't get me wrong, that's not a criticism. You did enough to just hint at being a bimbo, but without going over the top. I mean, yeah, sure, you could do a little bit more, but really, it's perfect. It's perfect now, so there's no need. What? Do you want me to help bimbo it up a little more? I didn't know bimbo could be used as a verb, but okay, let's see. Spin around, let me get the full effect. Fuck. Oh, okay, I take it back. I didn't get the full view before. I didn't see the way that skirt is just hugging your ass. Fuck. It's perfect. I'm getting a little weak in the knees. No, I'm not exaggerating. Your ass is just... Fuck. You don't need to change a thing. You're already way too sexy for any office. Really? You want to do more? Okay then. Okay. Come over the mirror and let's take a look. I'll just stand behind you so I can keep admiring that ass. Yeah, I am joking, except, well, I mean, I'm not joking, but let's just pretend I'm not standing behind you in your bedroom, checking out your ass with like a semi-hard, you know, for the sake of our friendship. Okay. Damn. Seeing your reflection like this, let me just... standing behind you. The nerd and the bimbo. It's doing something to me. But back to the costume. Let's stay focused. Well, An easy suggestion would be changing your necklace. You know, you've got that one you wear sometimes. It's almost like a choker, I guess. You know what I mean? sometimes I notice what you wear. It doesn't mean anything. I mean, I'm a technical person. I'm just very observant of details. So, no big deal. Anyway. I think the contrast of something like that with your very silky blouse would give it a bit more of a good girl gone bad vibe, don't you think? Well, I'm glad you agree. You know, the other thing you could do, and really just say no, it's just a suggestion. Okay, well, I wouldn't say you need to go braless or anything, not to my company Halloween party, but you could open just a few more buttons on that blouse. Yeah? You'd be okay with that? Well, I don't know how many exactly. That's really not for me to say. I just want you to be comfortable. But maybe if you open it just enough to show just a little bit of your bra. Would you do that? Really? Damn. Look, you just you open one, and even right now it's just a little bit naughtier. You're starting to look like a real bimbo secretary. You're not going to stop at one, are you? I mean, like I said, you should at least open up enough to show your bra, right? Oh, you want me to just do it for you? That hardly seems necessary, right? I mean, you're already getting me a little stiff just from looking at your ass. Yeah, I was joking. I said I was joking, but I also said I'm not joking. I'm a guy, right? I'm human. It's been a while. Don't be offended, really. It's just that, well, now you're telling me to unbutton your blouse, and you're teasing me. You tease me almost as much as the guys at work. Although, I obviously strongly prefer your version of teasing. Of course, I'd like to unbutton your blouse. I mean, not that I think about that much. I mean, okay, sometimes it's hard not to fantasize, and I know that's wrong of me to say, because we're friends, and we're good friends, but I don't know. Sometimes feelings can get a bit mixed up, you know, friendship and attraction. And then seeing you dressed like this, like a bimbo, for me, I mean, not to seduce me, but still kind of for me, even though it's just a costume. Do you really want me to unbutton your blouse, or are you just teasing me a bit for fun? Would you like it if I just leaned into you from behind just like this, so you can feel that I'm not joking? You can feel how hard I'm getting when I'm pressed against that perfect ass. And then if I start unbuttoning your blouse and just leaned in and just kissed your neck just a little, like just soft kisses. Oh, I've fantasized about this for so long. Should I keep going, darling? You know, I never told you, but when you know who and I broke up, when she broke up with me, part of it was because she was jealous of our friendship. No, it's true. She always thought that you and I were too close. She thought I had a crush on you, and well, the truth is, I couldn't pretend that it wasn't true. And that's the real reason I've stayed single. It wasn't just because I was hurt when she left. It's because when I try to meet other women, they can't compare to you. That was nice. I'm just going to keep unbuttoning your blouse, unless you want me to stop. I'm going to keep kissing you. I want you. The party. Oh, fuck the party. Fuck you instead. Oh, gladly. Can I fuck you from behind? Right now? So I can admire that perfect ass. I just want you on your hands and knees, on your bed, right in front of this mirror, so I can see your face at the same time while I worship that ass. Oh, fuck you just the way I've dreamt about for months. Let's get undressed, baby. That's it. You take off your top. Fuck. I'm just gonna get out of these khakis and button my shirt. I don't think I've ever gotten undressed this fast in my life. Fuck. Yeah, go ahead, drop your skirt. Oh my god, that's a pretty bra. It looks so good on you and your panties. Okay, get on the bed. Get on your hands and knees. I want you to look at that mirror. Look at me behind you. God, this ass is even more impressive naked. You're too fucking perfect. I can't believe this is finally happening. You're amazing. Your ass is amazing. And I need to taste you. Just spread those thighs for me so I can... It's better than I ever imagined. Does it feel good? Do you like that? Are you watching in the mirror? Looking at yourself? On your hands and knees. My face buried. You sweet pussy. Oh, God. You taste so fucking amazing. You let me just circling your clit. Sucking on it. Does it feel good? Do you want me to keep going? Do you want me to make you come? No? Are you sure? I could do this all night. Yeah, I do want to be inside you. Is that what you want? Ask me for it. Okay, baby. Okay. Okay. Oh, it was so hard to stop it. I know this is going to be even better. You feel the tip of my hard cock just pressing against your pussy. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh, you feel so good. I just want to hold your hips and just admire this fucking incredible ass and just, baby, seeing your eyes in the mirror just locked on me while I start just, oh yeah. I've dreamt of this moment for so long. Just, oh god, I can't control myself. Oh, you're too fucking stunning. It feels so fucking good. Oh, I don't have to pull out, do I? No. You want me to cream pie you, baby? Get cream pie by your close friend, your neighbor. Who's had this crushing you for so long. Oh, baby. Are you close? Are you as worked up as I am? Oh, this is too fast. Should I slow down? Should I wait? Oh, no, you want me to come? You want to feel my cum inside you? Oh, my God. Okay. Oh. Okay. Oh, God, I want you to feel good. You're so fucking sexy. You're so hot. I've wanted you for so long. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm so close. Oh, I'm getting so close. Oh, you want it, don't you? You want my cum? I want you to come with me then. I want you to come. Oh. Oh, my God. I'm so close. Come with me, please. Come. Sick for work tomorrow. I think I've got better plans and I'm not going to be getting a lot of sleep. Don't you agree? Good. Now kiss me while I hold you.